This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Dr. Backus says, sometimes a wife will tell him, I'm angry at my husband because he makes fun of me all the time. He says, that's the surface problem. What the real problem is the wife is really not sure that he loves her. The issue is not that he makes fun of her. The issue is she's saying, I wonder if he really loves me. And then he said, when a husband comes to him and says, you know, my wife is always putting me down. Everything I do is stupid. Everything I do is the wrong thing. She makes light of anything that I say or do. And he said, that bothers me. And then Dr. Backus said, you know, the real problem is not that she's putting him down. The real problem at the root is this. He's saying to himself, does she respect me as a man? Does she really respect me as a man? And so Dr. Backus said, the first thing you do is reveal the root problem, not the surface problems, but the root problems. The second thing we have to do is the word require. What's it going to take? What's required in order to have truthfulness in our relationship? What's required in getting things back together? And he said, until you discover what's required in that, nothing ever happens until people discuss what's required. Spiritually, he says, he calls it repentance is required, to turn away from that which is wrong and to turn to the Lord. And sometimes repentance happens in a marriage relationship where a husband has to say either openly or privately, you know, I've been walking away from you. I've been walking back away from you, but I'm going to turn back to you as my wife. And sometimes a wife has to say that to her husband. I've been stepping back from you, but now I repent and I step toward you and I'm going to walk toward you. And that can happen in personal relationships, not just with the Lord, but everyday relationships in a household. And then the third thing is restoring. God is in the restoration business, restoring peace, harmony, love, and satisfaction to relationships now crippled because of behavior and emotions arising from root problems. I want to ask you this question. What needs to be revealed in your life right now? My guess is every man, every woman in this room, you know what it is. You know, most people go to counseling. I have a theory that they sort of know what they need to do. And counselors may not tell you this, but it's true. They know what they need to do. I ask people all the time, well, what do you think I should do? And they tell you what they should do. And I said, you're right. Of course, I don't charge them. There's no fee for that. But counselors do. And they say, $100, please, for you telling yourself what you need to do. But there's a lot of truth to that we know intuitively. We know instinctively what it is we need to do, what's revealed, what's required. Ask the Lord to tell you what's required, to reveal to your spirit what's required for you to get things right, and then you work on restoring. You work on restoring relationships. Zig Ziglar said, you may have married the wrong person, but he says, I guarantee you, it's more important to be the right person. It's more important to be the right person than it is to marry the right person. He's right. And isn't it interesting? God was looking over the city of Jerusalem. And I wonder, does he look over Dayton and Cincinnati? Does he look over the state of Ohio and say the same thing? I'm just looking for people who are honest. I have a feeling he does. Because I'll tell you, being honest and seeking the truth is a great first step in coming to know the Lord. Most people who are open to seeking the truth will eventually come to Christ when they're open to it. I believe that with all my heart. Because you see, sooner or later, a man or woman who seeks the truth is going to wake up one morning and say, He is truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if He is the truth, then the biggest thing I need to do in having a seeking the truth is to know the one who is the truth. His name is Jesus. Let's pray to Him right now.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.